USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Arab League is now urging Iran to take steps to ease tensions in the Persian Gulf. Two oil tankers were attacked near the strategic Strait of Hormuz this week. The U.S. blames Iran, but they denied that they were involved. A nearby South Korean vessel helped rescue the sailors on one of the oil tankers. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has announced she's suspending a proposed and controversial extradition bill. She spoke through an interpreter.
We do not intend to set any deadline on development work. We promise that after we have collated the views, we'll report to the security panel of the LegCo. We'll consult the views of the lawmakers before we decide on the step forward.
Hundreds of thousands of protesters demonstrated in Hong Kong this week against the bill. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
A Tarrant County, Texas deputy sheriff has been found dead in his patrol car, shot in the head in the downtown parking lot across the street from the county jail. Sheriff Bill Waymore.
He was found in his vehicle, blood outside the vehicle and inside the vehicle. Nobody knows what happened there.
The officer has been identified as Sergeant Keith Shepard, who worked with the sheriff's department for 19 years. No suspect has been identified. Surveillance video is being collected. There was a shooting at a Costco store in Corona, California. KCAL TV reporter Nicole Comstock.
Police, fire, and SWAT members surrounded the warehouse. When they entered, they found four people down, the shooter, and two innocent shoppers who all survived. All three were taken to local hospitals. But unfortunately, police say one man was killed. Witnesses say the shooting stemmed from an argument near the freezers, possibly between a man and a woman with a baby.
There's no indication on the condition of the wounded. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The film director, Franco Zeffirelli, has died. Whether in film, television, or opera, he was one of Italy's top directors, and he was known for his adaptations of Shakespeare, including the 1968 movie Romeo and Juliet and the 1990s movie Hamlet.
This above all, to thine own self be true.
Zeffirelli was 96 years old. Americans are following through with promises to help rebuild an iconic cathedral in France. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Billionaire French donors who publicly proclaimed they would give hundreds of millions of euros to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral have not yet paid a penny towards the restoration of that French landmark, according to church and business officials. Instead, they say it's mainly American and French individuals via the Notre Dame Charitable Foundation that are behind the first donations, paying the bills and salaries for up to 150 workers employed by the cathedral since the April 15th fire that devastated its roof and caused its masterpiece fire to collapse. This month, they're handing over the first private payment for the cathedral's reconstruction of 3.6 million euros, or $4 million, while one spokesman for the foundation says the big donors haven't paid a cent, adding, not a cent. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.